Hello and welcome to Wireless Watch Japan's Portable Reportable Audio News Report for Friday, June 25th, 2004. Wireless Watch Japan is an official media sponsor of the 3GSM World Congress Asia, bringing together key industry players. To find out more information or to register, please click on the 3GSM banner on our site at www.wirelesswatch.jp. Hello, I'm Daniel Skuka. An interesting mobile marketing case study was posted on the D2 Communications website on June 10th. D2 Communications, or D2C, is a joint venture founded by Japan's biggest wireless carrier and mobile internet provider, NTT Docomo, and Japan's number one advertising agency, Dentsu. D2C serves as the mobile ad agency for Docomo's iMo data service and provides advertising services to clients wishing to advertise on iMo mobile websites. They also operate the weekly iGuide, Docomo's own in-house iMode site, which promotes the latest iMode content and applications, and the Tokusuru site, an advertorial service where iMode site owners can pay to have their new content explained and promoted. Tokusuru means beneficial in Japanese. There are no packet fees for accessing the weekly iGuide, and both these sites are tremendously popular amongst iModers in Japan for discovering new content, applications, contests, or services. D2C also operates iMode's message-free service, in which iMode users can opt in to receive marketing email based on their location, age, gender, and other demographics. They pay no packet fees to receive message-free mailings. According to the study, the advent of the ATM, telephone banking, and internet banking have greatly improved customer convenience. At the same time, these innovations have reduced the amount of direct contact with customers, since they no longer have reason to enter a physical branch office for any services, and this has decreased opportunities to make them aware of new products. By using mobile marketing, Shizuoka Bank has successfully managed to deliver new information to account holders who may not otherwise visit bank branches. The bank's mobile strategy was applied to the Shizuoka Bank My Car Loan campaign, offering low interest rates for a car purchase. The My Car Loan campaign was originally launched in 2001, the same year the bank started delivering information to customers via the PC internet. Previously, campaign announcements had been delivered via a number of means, including in the bank and at ATMs, via email, and via traditional media including newspapers, radio, and in-train advertisements. However, in 2003, mobile delivery was added as part of the bank's seventh My Car Loan campaign. The reason for including mobile distribution is obvious. Most previous customers of the My Car Loan campaign were young people in their 20s and 30s. It did not escape the bank's attention that not all of these people read traditional newspapers, but that most, if not all, do own an internet-capable cell phone and would likely be keen users of mobile web and email. For the new campaign, the study states that mobile was used not only to notify customers of the offer, but also to enable them to request brochures. Shizuoka Bank used message-free to announce the campaign to iMode users in their 20s living in Shizuoka Prefecture. Of course, not only mobile, but newspaper and radio channels were also used. The campaign also used train ads, whose effectiveness was previously difficult to gauge, to drive customers to the mobile campaign site. Although the results of the latest campaign are still not completely in, it has already resulted in increased requests for brochures. Moving forward, Shizuoka Bank is expecting to use the mobile channel to attract a younger generation of customers, as well as to offer convenient bank services via mobile. This case study is an excellent example of how a wide variety of consumer-facing companies, not just mobile content providers, like ringtone sites or screen image providers, are using the mobile channel for effective marketing via web, pull email, push email, and even interactive voice. In the past 3 years, banks, video rental chains, convenience stores, clothing retailers, confectioners, hotels, beverage makers, and many others have found success by reaching customers via Keitai. Join me again next week for Wireless Watch's Portable Reportable. I'm Daniel Skuka. This program is copyright 2004 Wireless Watch Japan, all rights reserved.